everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the November 7, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we're proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hi, Lynn. I'm Amy Fisher, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page. Now let's get started on the local news you've been missing. As we begin, we'd like to thank everyone who voted in this week's elections. While details will still be coming in on various contests, all elections are an opportunity for your voice to be heard. We thank you for remembering that your vote is your power.
And there's a lot of city news this week. We start with letting you know that the City of Freeport has entered into an intergovernmental agreement with Stevenson County to establish, support, and maintain an electronic ticketing system. The benefits of going digital include improving efficiency of traffic stops, streamlining the process for clerical staff, and enabling the city to decrease costs by eliminating paper copies. The Stevenson County Circuit Clerk will cover the implementation cost of $40,000, and the Freeport Police Department will contribute about $9,500 toward other necessary equipment. The City Council has also approved the expansion of the joint Northwest Illinois Enterprise Zone to include a property at 9432 West Wagner Road that will be transformed into a new fueling station and convenience store by Pearl City Elevator. The property is just off US 20 near Lena and will create 8 full-time jobs, 7 part-time jobs, 15 temporary construction jobs, and will support tourism and businesses in the area. Also, the annual fall fire hydrant and water main flushing will continue in Freeport through tomorrow, November 8th. Water is safe as hydrants are flushed, but residents are reminded to run water prior to washing laundry to avoid potential staining of clothes. If water discoloration persists for more than 24 hours, city crews will reflush the water mains in the area. And to report this situation, call the Public Works Department at 815-235-8210. And as Amy said, all these numbers are on the website. And finally, with street paving nearly complete for the year, city street crews are working hard to repair the many potholes that have been reported throughout the community. Until the first significant snowfall, they'll be moving west to east to work on reported potholes. And to add a pothole to the list, visit the city's website, search on potholes, and select I Work Citizen Engagement. Take a look at the printed words in the website, but it's IWORQ Citizen Engagement. And thank you for allowing these crews to improve our travels on the city streets.
You may recall that Freeport recently implemented a 1% sales tax to be used specifically for roadway repairs and reconstruction, including expenditures for paving materials, curbs, gutters, related utility work, and ADA ramps. The 1% increase in sales taxes is expected to generate $3 to $3.5 million per year. These funds, combined with the city's annual allotments from the Illinois Department of Transportation motor fuel taxes, will bring the budget for the city's street program up to approximately $4 million per year. Distribution of the taxes collected began in October and will continue to be utilized each month going forward. With 2025 planning underway, residents will see these dollars put to use in a variety of street improvement projects. The city will also continue to aggressively seek out grants for these projects. The final 2025 budget will be presented for final approval in December. In news about the city's fire protection plans, the Freeport Fire Department's current Engine 1 will be due for downgrading to reserve status in 4 years. So due to a delivery time of 46 to 50 months for a new fire engine, the City Council approved the purchase of a Pierce Enforcer pumper to be funded through the Fire Improvement Fund. This new engine will continue to improve upon the fire department's response time and ensure vehicles remain out of maintenance. In addition, a purchase at this time helps save the city over $90,000 in future price increases. And finally, the City Council has approved the honorary naming of Armstrong Avenue between South Street and Adams Avenue to be Bishop James Arthur Wade Way. The honorary street name program allows residents the opportunity to honor those leaders like Bishop Wade for their significant contributions to the community.
As we all reflect on this year's elections, the League of Women Voters of Freeport will host a presentation by Highland Community College sociology instructor Dr. Julie Link on Tuesday, November 19th. Link's presentation is titled, A Woman's Place is in the Voting Booth, the Story of Our Past, Present, and Future. The presentation begins at 6:30 on the 19th at the Public Library, and refreshments will be served.
At a mid-October Stevenson County Board meeting, an intergovernmental agreement with German Valley that Freepod reported on earlier was rejected. Previously, the agreement involved contributing $500,000 in Federal American Rescue Plan, or ARPA, funds for water and sewer updates in German Valley. German Valley recently sent back an amended agreement stating the funds would be used for a different purpose because of other funding they had received, with the village president of German Valley explaining that there were three parts to the project. The polishing reactor, the original intended purpose of the funds from Stevenson County budget, was seen as an emergency, improvements to the lift station as a secondary priority, and dealing with the lagoons as the final part of the project. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency forgave a loan to German Valley that allowed the polishing reactor part of the project to be completed, so the village wants to use the ARPA funds for the lift station. This was seen by some board members as a slight change and as a deal breaker by others. The amended agreement was rejected by the board 7-9 with no further agreement at this time.
The mid-October meeting attendees also had a presentation from the Greater Freeport Partnership that highlighted the partnership's activities in the previous quarter, including their visits to 14 large area employers to discuss challenges and opportunities. Hurdles identified by these employers included the ability to attract qualified workers, the lack of both child care and affordable housing. In other business, the board learned that repairs to the HVAC system at the Walnut Acres facility are nearly finished and that the administration there expects 2024 to be a break-even year financially. The facility currently is home to 46 residents. And finally, the board approved a health insurance quote for county employees that represents a 19.4% price increase over the previous coverage. But the good news is for the property owners, they also approved a 0% increase in tax levies for 2025.
Freeport's new drive-through Beefaroo restaurant at the Meadows Mall is officially opening tomorrow, Friday, November 8th. Freepod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors will catch us up on all the details next week.
Get a good deal and help a good cause by finding great holiday gifts at the annual Voices Book Nook half-price sale. The sale will run from November 7 through the 16th, with proceeds benefiting Voices of Stevenson County, which provides services for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault and abuse. The sale features gently used hardcover and paperback books, DVDs, records, puzzles, and books on CDs, in addition to some rare and collectible books. A silent auction of collectible packages, including books, quilts, and albums, will close at the end of the sale. The auction highlights include Green Bay Packers, Elvis Presley, and Eric Clapton packages, along with a charging station for an Apple iPhone and watch. The Book Nook is located in the Lincoln Mall in Freeport, with business hours from 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday, except for Thursdays when the store is open from 10 to 7. Stores closed on Sundays.
After five straight semesters of credit hour enrollment gains and renovation and facility expansion throughout the campus, excitement continues to build at Highland Community College. The college serves an increasingly diverse population, and Highland is focused on offering the rich experience every student expects through ongoing growth of program offerings. Since 1980, the Highland Sports Center has housed the YMCA. Under a co-location agreement, the YMCA became part of the Highland campus, and Highland got a much-needed joint-use sports facility. The agreement allowed for shared, agreed-upon expenses, while both institutions continued to operate independently. The need for more space for both Highland and the YMCA instigated facility expansion and renovation discussions, leading to joint review of renovation proposals for the Sports Center building. The renovations being discussed can provide for more athletic, recreation, and event space, along with opportunities for academic programs related to physical education and wellness for Highland students and the residents of Northwest Illinois. FreePod will continue to report on developments as plans progress.
On Saturday, November 23rd, all area youth 12 to 18 years old are invited to a youth leadership conference hosted by the U of I Extension. Attendees will learn about other youth's leadership successes, and hopefully it will inspire them to step out into leadership, said Kelly Lafferty, a 4-H youth development educator for the Extension. Attendees will hear how one young person started his own popcorn business, another who started her own company to help reduce the amount of plastics in the oceans, and another who started his own beekeeping business. They'll talk about what they're doing now, how they got started, and any challenges that they faced. So that's November 23rd. The event will run from 10 to 2:45, and lunch will be served. The cost is $10 per person. Registration deadline is Monday, November 18th. Registration can be done online at goillinois.edu/YLC, which is Youth Leadership Conference. Or, for more information, call the U of I Extension at Highland at 815-235-4125.
As the season for outdoor gardening draws to a close and leaves continue to fall, remove them from your lawn to prevent them from smothering the grass. Alternatively, you can shred them and spread a light layer over the lawn as organic matter. You can also use shredded leaves as mulch in flower beds or incorporate them into the soil of a vegetable garden. Another garden task to finish soon is digging tender flower bulbs, like dahlias, cannas, and gladiolus, for storage. Keep them in a warmish room for a few days to allow them to cool slowly, and then store at 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Now is also the time to plant spring flowering bulbs like tulips, daffodils, and crocus. Perennial gardens may still have some viable plants at this point. Once they die back, cut back the plants to just above ground level and compost the dead plant material. If your perennials were free of disease and insect issues during warm weather, consider letting them stand over the winter and cutting them back in the spring. Perennial plant stems can add winter interest to the landscape, but they also provide beneficial winter shelter. As plants in annual flower beds and vegetable gardens are killed by frost, clean them off and, if needed, add soil amendments to these gardens. Now is also the best time of year to plant many kinds of trees so that they have the winter to get used to their new locations while they're dormant. Review the planting details for whatever type of trees or shrubs you are considering for your garden so they'll be ready to come to life again in the spring.
And for those of us who have our gardening already done, there's two events this weekend that we might be looking forward to. First, there's the Fever River Model Railroad Open House, both Saturday and Sunday, November 9 and 10, hosted by the Stevenson Society of Model Trainmen. Fever River Railroad Model Railroad Club is a nonprofit organization with a 120-foot permanent scale model railroad layout in their clubhouse, which was once a boarding house for the Illinois Central Railroad. You can visit the open house from 10 to 4 both Saturday and Sunday at 610 Fever Lane in Freeport. Find out more about them on their Facebook page at feverriver.org. And we're also looking forward this weekend to the Northwest Illinois Rock Club's 2024 Jewelry, Gem, Fossil, and Mineral Show. This popular annual event will be open to the public from 9 to 5 on Saturday and from 10 to 4 on Sunday at the Freeport Eagles Club, 1200 West Galena, with demonstrations, displays, special activities for kids, and plenty of holiday shopping ideas from a wide variety of vendors. If you're in the mood for some great jazz to support a good cause, you'll have one more day to purchase your tickets for this year's FHN Festival of Trees Gala. The event opens its doors to ticket holders next Friday, November 15th, at the Freeport Masonic Temple. Delicious taste treats, custom cocktails, and live music for dancing and silent live auctions are an entertaining way to help provide support for a new linear accelerator for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. For more information and to buy advance tickets, go online to FHN.org or contact the FHN Foundation office through the end of the day tomorrow, November 8th, as no tickets will be sold at the door.
This Saturday is also the second Saturday of the month, so it's time again for PAWS, P-A-W-S, for reading at the Freeport Public Library, where certified therapy dogs listen to any and all kinds of books that young readers might like to share with them. The furry listeners will be there from 11 a.m. to noon and are looking forward to plenty of readers to entertain them. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too. We'd also like to congratulate the Freeport High School Pretzel football team in their first appearance in the IHSA playoffs since 2008. Although they lost their first game, we're very proud of the Pretzels. And finally, Monday is Veterans Day, and FreePod sincerely thanks the many veterans in our communities for their service and sacrifice. If you know a veteran, please take a moment to personally share your appreciation with him or her on Monday.
And in closing, we want also to remind you that last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website and through our new Facebook page, was FreePod host Alan Wenzel speaking with the folks at Kentland Farm in a discussion about this fall's harvest, the impact of the dry weather on the harvest schedule and on crop yields, and how the latest technologies are changing agricultural equipment and farming practices. Alan returns again next week in another in-depth interview, this time talking with Jim Yeager, director of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College, about disinformation and how it's affecting our societal, cultural, and political interaction. Jim clarifies the difference between misinformation and disinformation, notes how to spot the red flags of disinformation, and suggests ways that we can combat the dissemination and spread of false information. This should be good information to keep in mind as we all sort through the recent election results. Their conversations will post next Tuesday, noon, November 12th.
With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts of state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members, with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Amy, here with Lynn, and we hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.